the idea of hard versus hard. It's hard to stay in and keep going, and it's hard to say no and leave and then wonder what you left behind, right? And it's hard to get to a number because you left something behind, and it's hard to get to a number and know that maybe you got some good things and, you know, and gave up some things too on both sides. So you're not making a decision on hard versus easy. You're making a decision on hard versus hard. Welcome to the Business Transition Roadmap. My name is Elizabeth Ledoux, and through my years, I have seen how communities thrive when business succession and transition are done well. Me and my team at the Transition Strategists have been helping business owners develop and implement transition strategies for over 30 years. And on this show, we want to help you by giving you the roadmap to a healthy business transition. Let's get started. Hello again, and welcome back to the Business Transition Roadmap. We're here with Andrea Carpenter, and we are starting part two of our story and our journey. Just as a continuance of that, I think we'll pick this one up with getting serious about the deal. Right. So for those of you who weren't here, Andrea, in the last episode we met, we got to know each other. She came and started working with our company as a contractor because we thought that would be a great idea. And we started getting more serious about our deal and talking about it. So, Andrea, why don't you pick it up from there and tell us a little bit about what it was like for you?
Yeah. So I think it was, we had decided it was September when I officially came in sort of to contract. And around this time it was, okay, let's just like, what would it take? What would have to happen to make this, this deal work? Something to move forward. Do I actually want to become a partner in this business? So again, it goes back to what am I looking for? What are my objectives? What's going to potentially get me there? Am I having fun? am I doing something that I enjoy? Is this the type of work that I like to see? And I think as time went on, I started to see more of a vision of how I could fit in, how I could make an impact. And a big part of that was being able to start actually doing some work, and delivering, not necessarily in a guide capacity, but building some programs, starting to think about, how we could execute, looking at, our marketing and where we could see improvements and coming up with some suggestions to bring kind of in a leadership capacity for some of these different things. And it was only a couple months in, and from a work side, here I am, and you're like, hey, you want to just take all this marketing stuff off my plate? Because I'm kind of busy. I'll just let you run with it. And I thought that was pretty cool. That was like a good first step that aligned with my past experience. And so the work side started like, it was churning, it was moving, and it was a question of what other information do I need to start to evaluate this deal? So there's the obvious of the financials, but there's what's the IP, what exists, what has worked before, what hasn't worked before. And I think we started to dig into some of that a little bit more, which to be fair, I did sign an NDA, but I was really starting to dig around, which probably for you having someone like kind of from the outside starting to do this, like that probably comes with quite a few feelings, I would imagine.
It was interesting because, you know, especially as the owner, founder, creator of this stuff, you know, I think you have the idea that it's good and that you have good intellectual property and a good company, and you're running it pretty well. But on the flip of that, there's always the like, oh, what if they don't like it? Or, oh, what if, you know, and how, and almost preparing yourself for hopefully some positives, but also some negatives. Like, I don't really think this is that good, Elizabeth. I really don't think it's worth this much. And we went through a lot of those conversations, right? And so that was I think you have to be prepared to just be genuine and still have a great foundation for yourself, know what you've done, and then be able to navigate that, because it's not easy, I will tell you. And I remember we were, so back in September, you did sign an NDA, which I think is a good business practice for those of you who are, you know, even with maybe an employee, if they don't already have an NDA and you're thinking about showing them more about the larger over, you know, kind of the overarching company, it's not a bad idea to sign an NDA just for the sake of doing it. So you sign that NDA. I embarked on this great journey of valuing the company. And we have some great advisors that we use and recommend for people who are clients. So I called one of them up that I really trust. And I said, would you be willing to give us a ballpark figure on what this is worth? And so they did a nice business valuation for us based on 3 years of earnings and, you know, the whole nine yards. And when he came back and he said, okay, this is your number, then he said, but it doesn't include any of your intellectual property because your intellectual property is different. And so he said, you need to get that valued. So that was a whole nother journey, which working with a different advisor, it was fun to go through and look at, it gave me confidence actually to go through and look at what I had built. Truly, because most of it was built by me with my team, but I was definitely the leader in that. So yeah, it gave me some confidence and made me realize what we had. And when you do strategic work with us or anybody, one of the foundations is to know where you are today. And that was the actual detail work that I was doing in September, is to get a much sharper picture of what we actually had. Because Andrea would not have been able to say yes or no to anything without me being able to say, this is what it looks like, so she can ask questions about it. So that was a big deal to go through that valuation process. And it probably took most of October, well, all of October and part of November to get through that because of people being busy and all of those things. So it wasn't, I don't want to underestimate the amount of work that went into that. A lot.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a big effort. And you start looking at things and it's a question of, from a successor perspective, like, do I need to get my own valuations done? And there's my valuation and the valuation that your advisor did. And that's how we're going to come to the number, or what's the way? How are we going to navigate really what's fair? And I think we ultimately ended up taking the approach of, let's just look at all the numbers and talk about what's going to work for the two of us with where we're at and where we want to go and things like that. But there were, and if this is new to you and you've never done something like this before, like, I'm in my late 20s. Like, I've never like valued a business before or sat in on M&A. My degree was graphic design. So I don't have a business degree. So the learning curve that I had and still have around the numbers, the cash flow, where we're going, the EBITDA, name all these different things. Like, and it's not just me, it's many successors who are going to have these learning curves. And that left me feeling, and I tend to be someone anyways that really wants to look over things before I react to something live. I tend to be a little bit more methodical, like, oh, let me just sit with this a little bit. Try to figure out what's right. But it was a really difficult time, especially when we first started talking about numbers, because it's easier to go broad strokes. Like, I remember a discussion we had in August, and I remember this because I was on family vacation, and I'm sitting in the car, and the whole family's in Sam's Club, and I'm sitting in the car on the phone with Elizabeth, and it was the first time, like, I said to her, like, can we make sure we're playing the same sport? Because if I'm playing baseball and you're playing football, and we're not even like in the same ballpark in terms of like what this might be worth, I don't want to waste your time getting these valuations, and you shouldn't waste your time. Like, you're going to need them someday, but you don't have to rush to try to get them done if we're not close. And so we kind of came up with this range. Like, we think it's probably somewhere here. Like, are we in agreement that starts to feel okay? And I felt okay talking at that level. But when you get into, here's the valuation, like down to a dollar number of what the business might look like and the cash flows, and it's the first time you're seeing stuff like that, it can be, and I felt very, very overwhelmed. So there was definitely a learning curve, and I appreciate the grace, Elizabeth, that you gave me in navigating this. A lot of businesses that we work for, it's family. And so it's like, oh, you're stuck with me. So as long as, like, if I'm your kid, like, you're going to have to give me the time to work through it or process it or ask other opinions. In our case, I was someone from the outside. So I think you afforded me a lot of grace and space to kind of process, as this was definitely the part of the deal where, because it was the most unclear to me, I felt the most hesitation and the most like, wow, I really don't know the way forward. Mostly because I had never done it before and it was brand new.
That was great. Well, and, you know, we're getting ready to do a great webinar that we're going to have, and it's going to talk a little bit about the owner's shift from being kind of the one that's doing it and making all the decisions to the person who's mentoring and helping and trying to teach and navigate. And so it does take some mindfulness, right? Some real attention to understand from the owner's perspective how much you really do know, because it's so natural to you to be able to just like, oh yeah, that's a financial, and oh yeah, you know, this is how this works. Or, and you just kind of know your business, to kind of slow down and stop and go, oh, they, in order for them, a successor, to feel comfortable, they need to be able to know, and they need, I think an important part is, I hope this is what you found, is that I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest hero to, you know, I want you to do extremely well. And not just because it benefits me, but it, like, we're, if you go back to the objectives matrix that we did and that we talked about in part one, I'm hoping that you're going to help me build my life the way I want to live it. And I'm hoping that I'm going to help you build your life the way you want to live it. And that the business fits into both lives. Mine now, ours together, yours. That's how that works. So if I'm not your biggest fan and your biggest mentor and your biggest supporter in this, I don't know how the successor could go through it.
Yeah. And because you were so clear sharing that with me, I think when I talk to other successors, sometimes you can just feel this like, well, they don't share anything. I don't know what their plan is. I don't know what their timeline is. And that uncertainty, or that it's not really clear what's going on, or what they expect, or what they need me to learn, or what the process is going to be, what's going to happen first, what's going to happen second. And I think how candid we've been able to come with each other, I can recognize and respect, like, it's still your business. I don't have any ownership in it yet. Okay. I would like to have ownership someday. The way we're going to get that is to have a really respectful relationship with one another. But also, I have to ask, so you know what I expect, and you need to share when there's something big or something that might be changing, so that I'm in the loop too, so that I can react to that, so I don't feel blindsided. That helps me show up better. And I would imagine that helps you show up better too, in this relationship, which was, it's crucial for everything, but especially as we get into the money, as we get into like, what's our number? What's our deal? What does the future look like? How long are we going to be doing this? As we start to talk about all of these things, it's mission critical, that we can be having really clear communication.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's a theme is open communication. So I remember, you and I were having a conversation. It was probably December, somewhere in that range of time, maybe January. And I had the valuation back, and I'd shown you all those numbers, and you were processing that. And we were just, you know, in that space of learning about each other too, and working on the company and building the new programs. And I remember you and I having a conversation, and you said, well, you know, I want to ask for more information, right? I want to do that. And you'd already signed the NDA. And so, Dawn at my office has worked with me now, I think 12 years, maybe going on 13. So we've been together a long, long, long time.
And we love Dawn.
We love Dawn. We do love Dawn. Anyway, so we're, I remember calling Dawn and I said, Andrea's going to ask for some information and I want you to give it to her. And she was like, everything? And I was like, yeah, everything. Right. Just because what do I have to hide? I'm in a place where I would love to have a great successor. Don't have to have a great successor right now. And, but I thought that it would be really valuable for her to feel like there weren't any barriers, like there weren't any walls, there weren't any screens up. It's just like, yes, come and look at it. Because if you decided to come in and come into this, you'll find things that you didn't find before, or I didn't intentionally not tell you, but just there's a lot of history in this company and with me. So can't know everything, but yeah, just if you, yeah, I think if you have that foundation of transparency, then when you run into things in the future, because you will, there isn't that bad, like, oh, well, she kept that from me, or, oh, well, you know, that was intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the openness.
Well, speaking of, and speaking of openness and transparency, I just remember Elizabeth and I are sitting in a room. I'm facilitating this board meeting that she invited me to. And I had recently gotten my HCG pregnancy confirmation test back. Like, I got it in the middle of that day. There was like a salad for lunch with salmon, and I'm starting to get sickness, and I'm like, oh gosh, I can't eat this. And I'm sitting in the room and I get the confirmation and I'm like, I should just tell Elizabeth in person. Like, that's the kind of relationship I want to have. I appreciate like how transparent she's been with me about the numbers and where she's going and all these things. Like, my husband Andrew and I have been hoping to start a family for a while, and we've been trying, and now it's happening for us, and who knows what's going to happen, right? There's a long time to make it to some of those major milestones. But I was like, I think I should tell Elizabeth about this. So it's not just the numbers, right? It's the people things. And I was like, this could change everything. Like, I could tell her this and she could say, we don't need to have a deal, or we don't need to rush a deal. Like, you could have walked, that could have been a catalyst that could have caused you to walk away. But in my mind, I was like, well, if that causes her to walk away, then that's not the type of person I want to be working with. But it did shift our timeline. So I'm sure you have a lot more to say about how that kind of changed our trajectory, maybe a little bit. But yeah, the transparency and vulnerability to kind of share that at that stage was not something I ever would have thought I would have done, but it was definitely the right decision.
Yeah, I think it was great. And it was funny because we were standing in the middle of the hallway, right? At the facility. Yep. And she goes, I have to tell you something. And I was like, okay, what is it? I'm pregnant. And I was like, oh, good. But, you know, I'm a big advocate of women, and I love father-daughter type transitions. I love mother-daughter transitions, but a woman coming into a leadership role, I think, can have a family and can do all of these wonderful things. And that's my foundational value and belief. And I was able to do that too. So, it did change our timing, because it changed, you know, on the timeline, life happens and we don't know what it's going to be. Sometimes life happens and it's like, yes, it's awesome, let's do it, and let's postpone and navigate around it, like being pregnant and having a baby. What a beautiful thing. And then there are other things that happen where it isn't as pleasurable, right? And lots of times, I think the older generation, that owner founder generation, puts stuff off until there is an event. And then your options are less, and it's more emotionally charged. So this was an interesting thing, because I was actually super excited for you first and foremost. That was my number one thing. And then it did, though, add in the piece of, do we want to do we want to get this deal done before you have the baby? Because we were shooting for that. We were shooting to have it done earlier in 2024. And then this presented some new things for you too, to start to think about how much time you want to work and maternity leave. And I started thinking about, we could close the deal if we wanted to, we could work on that. But we started talking about doing it after. And one of the main reasons for me was I didn't want to be responsible with a brand new partner off for 3 months, me making decisions and trying not to tell her what I was doing because I was honoring her time away. And her come back and go, "You should have called me, Elizabeth." And I'm like, "But I was trying to honor you." Right? So I didn't want to start our first part of our relationship like that. And so obviously we decided to, well, our goal is to have everything figured out and have it done on paper before the baby comes. And then just plan to close right as whenever you're ready to come back.
Yeah. So, which feels right. And when you go through a major life change like this, though, it was like, I had so much clarity. I thought I knew exactly what I wanted. And then here we are. I'm like, oh, well, what if I want to stay home longer, or I want a shorter leave or a longer leave? And now suddenly there's other things that are depending on me. What exactly is my role? How many hours exactly am I going to work when we get back? And some of those conversations became more critical and super important to our discussion and our, I'll call it the negotiation, and even my sensitivity to the number, knowing that, I mean, obviously before it was kind of my work, my contribution that was going to be supporting my buy-in as a partner in your business. But now there's a kid that we're taking care of, and our cash flows are about to change. And I'm like, whoa. So it changed my perception of some of the things that I felt when we were first starting to negotiate, which was just, it's another thing to work through. And you never know what's going to pop up, or who's going to need to leave for a little bit, or when you're going to have to step away, or when something really exciting like growing your family is going to happen. So now it feels like the timing is right. At the time, I was like, of course. It happened right now, right in the middle of us trying to sort this. But I feel like I know you even better now, having worked together this extra amount of time, that I have more confidence getting ready to step in and continue than I would have if, say, we had finished the deal by March.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think too, you know, looking back on it as, because we just 3 days ago finally said, this is our number. 3 days ago. And we started with this valuation in September. And we started with high level ballpark numbers in August. So I think both sides at times got frustrated with, this is hard and this is, you know, and I don't know too hard, but this is hard. And just trying to figure out, you know, is this ever going to happen? And are we ever going to get there? And, but it took, well, two things. One is the idea of hard versus hard. It's hard to stay in and keep going. And it's hard to say no and leave and then wonder what you left behind. Right. And it's hard to get to a number because you left something behind, and it's hard to get to a number and know that maybe you got some good things and, you know, and gave up some things too on both sides. So you're not making a decision on hard versus easy. You're making a decision on hard versus hard, which way is the hard way or the hardest. And then the other is, it took, for me, it took a lot of reframing of my thinking. I like going outside. I love skiing. And we just had a great season here in Colorado. But I spent a lot of days on the chairlift when I was skiing, just thinking about, what do I really want? And how do I help Andrea see what I think is a good value for this company. So she'll agree to it. And how do I help her get what she wants as far as, you know, carrying a note or not carrying a note on my side, cash or no cash on her side, what the value of the different components are. And gosh, we talked about taking stuff out of the deal. We talked about putting it all into the deal. And then we even talked about things like time off, you know, can she go do whatever she wants and take as many weeks off as she wants? And what about me? And do we want to be each other's babysitters and gatekeepers? Which the answer is no, of course not, right? We want to both be owners. And so we walked through all of these things, and it really helped me to reframe my thinking, but it took a lot of reframing to get to where we are today.
Mm-hmm. And there's a long way to go in terms of, we have a number, but we always call it a journey, not an event, right? So this is just one stage. And I think, and obviously I'm newer to this than Elizabeth, but just to kind of put some closing thoughts on this and probably where we're going, there's now a new timeline that Elizabeth and I will probably work on together. So Elizabeth has her high level timeline of when she hopes to exit, but there's going to be milestones along the way in terms of Andrea comes back from maternity leave, the deal starts, a percentage is purchased, another percentage is purchased, Andrea steps into some type of role, Elizabeth steps out of some type of role. What's our vision or goal? Like, are there certain milestones that we're going for, revenue targets that we're trying to hit or we hope to hit by a certain amount of time? So lots for us together, like who's on our board of directors? We need to create one that we could probably do a whole episode on that as we talk through and think about like, what's the board of directors and who's going to sit on it and how do we make decisions? So lots and lots ahead.
How do we deal with spouses and how do we deal with, you know what I mean? And yeah, there's so many next things and agreements that have to be written up and lawyers that have to tell us we're not doing it right or we shouldn't do something when we really know we want to and it's not very smart. So we'll deal with all of those things because we both will be represented by lawyers that'll be telling us and trying to protect us each individually. And that happens as well. So yeah, lots and lots of good things to come.
Yeah. So if this format is interesting to you, if there's more as we work through that you're like, oh, I'd love to know when they were talking about that or how they're dealing with this, or if they've run into this certain type of issue, let us know. We have fun talking about this kind of candidly and sharing what we've learned. We're both into stories and the power that like sort of sharing and transparency can have with helping other people learn and seeing how that might potentially fit into their transition, or maybe you can learn something to do it better than the way I did it as we went through. So let us know. We hope to do at least one of these podcasts every month moving forward. So let us know. Yeah. What is interesting to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again. Thanks again for joining us. And we do love your feedback. So ask us questions and we're looking forward to sharing more with you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Business Transition Roadmap. If you are listening to this and you find yourself wanting to go deeper into these topics and start the process of putting together your transition strategy, I'd love to offer you a free initial strategy session with my team, where we'll help you to explore the future transition of your business. Head over to www.transitionstrategist.com to schedule a call. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Business Transition Roadmap.